AAP Sports, I'm Bruce Morton. Baseball, one of the top stories is taking place in Cleveland, where the Central Division leading Guardians moved to a season-high 22 games over 500. They defeated the Blue Jays 6-3 thanks to four home runs and the pitching of starter Ben Lively, who went 5 2/3.
I just tell myself to slow down, get ahead, and just power through. You know, just like work one pitch at a time rather than one inning at a time and just take one step.
The Astros continued their upward trend by downing Baltimore. Correspondent Adam Smolane has more.
Chaz McCormick finished 3-for-3 with two homers as the Astros won their fourth straight game, beating the Orioles 5-1. McCormick entered the game batting just 156 in 18 games since returning from the IL last month, and his three hits are the most he's had in a game this season.
I needed a game like today. Felt good. I've just been working hard, and you know, obviously I know I've been struggling, but you know, I'm due, and I hope I can keep this momentum going forward.
Elsewhere, Minnesota routed Oakland 10-2, and the White Sox won at Detroit 5-1. In Arlington, the Rangers blanked Kansas City 6-0. Texas manager Bruce Bochy was happy to see the game get broken open by an eighth-inning grand slam off the bat of Wyatt Langford.
You know, when that happens, they start to come a little bit more often. But he's been swinging well, and he's been playing great baseball. But it's big, you know, to get that home run at that point. Now, you know, it's a 6-run lead instead of a 2-run lead.
In the National League, the Phillies return to their winning ways, as we hear from AP correspondent Dave Ferry.
It was a bounce-back day for the Phillies as they followed Friday's 1-run loss with a 12-1 pounding of the Diamondbacks. A bounce-back for Zach Wheeler, who allowed a run and two hits with 8 strikeouts over 7 innings, 6 days after being roughed up by the Orioles.
Felt a lot better the last time out. Worked on a few things in between starts to slow my rhythm down just a hair. So, felt a lot better today. Defense did nice. Of course, you know, we scored a lot of runs, so that's always makes it a little easier.
Bryce Harper was 4-for-5 with a 2-run homer and 3 RBIs as the Phils moved to 30-12 at home. Nick Castellanos homered for the second straight day and collected a season-high 5 RBIs. And Alec Boehm also went deep. Loser Tommy Henry was tagged for 6 runs over 3 2/3.
The rest of the NL Saturday slate had the Cardinals thumping the Giants 9-4. The Cubs blew out the Mets 8-1. The Padres held on to beat the Brewers 6-4, and the Rockies scored twice in the ninth to nip the Nationals 8-7. In interleague play, the Yankees beat the Braves. Correspondent Colin Laughlin has details.
The Yankees snapped a 3-game losing streak with an 8-3 win over the Braves. New York was led by a 2-run home run from Aaron Judge off of Atlanta starter Charlie Morton. It was the Yankee captain's 28th of the season.
You know, I'm just trying to take it one day at a time, do what I can for the team, get on base, you know, especially the lineup we have. You know, Doogie's been swinging the bat well, Big G's been swinging the bat well. If I just get on base, I know they're going to do their job.
Marcell Ozuna and Travis d'Arnaud cranked home runs off of Marcus Stroman, but he was otherwise solid, surrendering just 3 runs and striking out 6 through 6 2/3. New York is now 52-27, while the Braves are 42-32.
Pittsburgh defeated Tampa Bay 4-3. The Red Sox were better than the Reds, also by a score of 4-3. It was the Mariners over Miami 9-0, and the Dodgers defeated the Angels 7-2. Back with hockey, basketball, and more after this. Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final is Monday night in Florida, and Panthers coach Paul Maurice says he wants to make sure his players look ahead to that game and not back at the 3 bungled opportunities to close out Edmonton after the Oilers dropped the first 3 games of the series. In the WNBA, the Liberty beat the Sparks 98-88. Correspondent Jane Ferry tells the story.
Brianna Stewart delivered 24 points, 5 assists, and 5 blocks in the first half alone.
We were letting them off the hook a little bit and wanting to make sure that I demanded the ball, especially in the post. Threes were falling. And just the way that we continued to move the ball, my teammates found me and got us kind of into the zone and the run that we wanted to be at.
She finished with 33 points, 7 assists, and 6 blocks. The Liberty were 16 of 36 from three-point range, with Kayla Thornton hitting 6 of 7 and scoring 20 points. Sabrina Ionescu added 24 points, and Jonquel Jones added 14 with 13 rebounds as New York moved to 14-3.
The rest of the Saturday action had Minnesota beating Phoenix 73-60, and in a battle of bottom feeders, Washington over Dallas 97-69. Golf. Cameron Young sizzled in the third round of the PGA Travelers Championship event in Connecticut. He became just the 13th player in tour history to fire a round of 59 or less when he shot a 59 on Saturday. His day included two eagles on par fours. Bruce Morton, AP Sports.